Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's a little much, isn't it? Towards the end there, the extended mix. 3 o'clock. Good to have you guys with us. We are talking baseball. I did not stutter. We said it. If you got the three games, we would bring them back into the topic rotation. And it's something I talked to Jim Costa about. How much of the Tigers should we do? Because it doesn't feel like anyone's really paying attention. But they are three games out of a wild card. Their pitching staff, which is Tarek Skubal and a collection of nobodies. Number one in baseball in several categories since August 1st. 2.85 ERA, best in the sport. 1.06 whip, best in the sport. A 2.12 average allowed, second best in the sport. I mean, dominance. Total witchcraft, Chris Fetter, give him ownership in the team. The lineup, there was a phase of their come up where it was like, all right, Cole Keats on fire. Now the last 12, 15 games, he ain't hitting. Torkelson can't hit anything. Like, Young's not really hitting a whole lot. And yet, the offense is producing. Mm-hmm. It's things are happening. The Twins, the last 21 games have gone 6-15. You sit three games out, really four, because there's no tiebreaker. There will be no game 163. You have to finish ahead of the Twins. So here's the question. We're just excited to have a baseball team you can actually watch, both on basis, welcome back to television, because early in the year was such a joke, and that scoreboard watching's real. Now, you heard that clip, Odyssey.com Rewind, Cookies and John had Tarek Skubal on the morning show. Good interview. I liked what Skubal said, by the way. Finally got to the part where I like playing here. I love it here. I want to be good.
Took a second.
All positive. Yeah. This is good. But I want to know which of the numbers is more real. The number the standings tell you, three games out of the wild card, or the number that the math tells you. Fangraphs, 9.8% chance of getting in. I lean towards what Rico said. I lean towards the three because I don't think the math is really factoring in how bad the Twins have been. And I wonder if the Twins just turn it around. I don't know. You're going to still have to win two-thirds of your games, 17 to go. Probably got to go 12-5, maybe 13-4. Is it doable? Yes. Can I explain how you're doing it? Not really, nor do I much care. Can't explain how NIU beat Notre Dame. Don't care. Sorry, caller Rob, if you're out there. but we're going to get to the callers. David, we'll wait on ticket text. That's the presentation. People have been patient. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, you know, I just want to talk about, you know, Wyatt Langford.
Don't do that. Go to Mike, Rochester Hills. Mike, thanks for your patience. I'm sorry about that.
What's up? No worries. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I'm originally from the 586, and I do not hate Rico. to make that clear.
Excellent to know. Which number's more real, Michael?
The three is real, and here's why. We've seen this play out a couple times in the last year. We were, unfortunately, during hockey season on the Twins side of it. We were in a dominant position in January as the Wings and stumbled our way down the stretch and couldn't do anything to get into the playoffs. So, and watch the Capitals get in, watch basically everybody else pass us. The other thing that's real is the Twins do have to play Cleveland, Baltimore, and Boston for nine games. Mm-hmm. That's a real thing. And do you trust Rocco Baldelli and the Twins pitching staff to get it done and play 500 baseball with those three series?
Yeah.
Or do you trust AJ Hinch?
And what Minnesota radio is going to say is the Tigers get six with Baltimore and three with KC. I'm with you. Mike, I'm with you. You're pitching. Here's the thing, though. Mike, how did we arrive at a point where we trust the Tigers pitching not named Skubal when no one knows who these people are? It's incredible. It's truly incredible.
Did you think last year at the break that Arizona, if you would have said Arizona's going to be in the World Series last year, what would you have said?
No. Not the World Series. You could have sold me on, all right, hey, maybe they're young and they'll make a little noise wild card. No, not the World Series. No way.
Right. But I think that this team is, I don't want to say young and dumb, young and naive. I think they are playing above their potential. Riley Green is finally showing what he could be. Parker Meadows is an absolute vacuum in center field, and now he's starting to pick it up offensively. And I know you don't like Torque, but his slash in the month of August was like right around 300. He had a slugging of like 420, and then his OPS was 950.
He was hitting great, but then he's crashed the last 12 games.
Yes, but if he can be average in the next 3 weeks, then you've got a shot.
Oh, I think they have a shot
because of Hinch.
Mike, I think they got a shot with or without him. They're doing it with mysticism. Like Zach McKinstry is not a good baseball player, but in these weird spots, there's McKinstry on base. And you're like, how is this happening?
Yep, Vierling too. I mean, Vierling will be a usable piece.
Yeah, get it right. Get it right. Morning show bit. Face of the franchise. Matt Vierling.
Yes, the second coming of Brandon Inch.
That's right, the face of the franchise, the FOF, Matt Vierling. No, Mike, I lean your direction and Rico's direction. I'm usually very, like, ice cold with the calculus of stuff. I'm not here because I don't think the math is factoring in how bad the Twins have been.
Mm-hmm.
And if that continues at all, even five more games.
The math doesn't even project what we're actually watching. None of this makes sense.
No.
They shouldn't be doing this. They shouldn't be winning. That's why.
You could sell me on the offense. You can't sell me on the pitching.
Exactly. Which is why I'm going
on,
with the
on
three.
Should be doing.
Right. Because none of this makes sense. So you know what? I will embrace it. And I know David and Kenny may be right. It's more analytical. It's great thinking.
But it's crazy for Kenny to say the 9.8 is more
real. I know
real.
Why.
He sits here erect watching those games.
You want to know why? Kenny doesn't want to be hurt. So it's easy not to be hurt if you never love.
Rico's 100% right, though. I mean, I'm just trying to avoid hoping and avoid feeling happy because I know. Shut up, Jennifer. I know they'll end up hurting me. I don't want that.
And that's that. Kenny's just avoiding the hurt.
But hold on. Kenny, can't you take solace in the fact that we're talking some September baseball?
Absolutely. I love this. This is great.
How about this? What if, and what did I say to you, that if they went on a run, here's what my value would be. Whether they got in or not, this was a couple weeks ago. All I wanted was for them to do enough to force Scott and Chris to spend money.
Which will make it even more painful when they don't.
No, that's not going to happen. Do not put that in the universe.
Okay.
This team.
Prove it then. Show me.
Yeah. Hey, you know, don't say that. You know what, Kenny? Listen.
No.
It's there is no way ownership and the brain trust can go into this offseason and not have it be exciting.
There's no way?
No way.
Just like there was no way last offseason.
No. Last offseason, okay, even if I'm a member of the 1901 Society, and I'm all aboard, and I defend Chris, and I defend Scott, and I just love the Motor City Kitties, fine. You might be able to make a case of, all right, I understand why they were doing it. I don't. Cultists do. But there's no one, whether you have the most expensive seat in the house, or your uncle played for the team, or you're just a dyed-in-the-wool, like, shill. No one will be able to support that this offseason. But all I'm saying to you is, Kenny, we've already gotten our win. They've played well enough that we got the win.
They've played well enough so they should spend, but I'm taking the approach of I'll believe it when I see it. Maybe I'm wrong for that.
I don't want to do those shows
He does not want to be hurt, Mike.
When you boil it down to that, that's Kenny.
Kenny is telling you love is a myth.
Yes.
Come on.
Rico, I'll say this. In this room today, we are the... Because I agree with Kenny on the spending this offseason as well.
No, I don't. They're
going to
spend.
No. But here's the thing.
We're going to spend so big.
We're going to bring this back to the question. Okay? 3 or 9.8? How do we get to off-season spending?
I'll say 3 is more real.
Yes. Let's enjoy right here, right now.
I was trying to show Kenny about love.
Rico is right. We need to focus on the topic.
When did I become a moderator? Answer the question,
loud
sir.
Loud noises!
Oh, no, what were you yelling about?
I just feel like that was my win. They've won enough that we don't have to do any angry winter meeting shows.
We'll talk winter meetings when it happens.
All right, Garrett's up next, 97.1. Hi, Garrett.
Michael Rico.
There he is. Hey. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, not too much, gentlemen. It's actually nice to be talking September baseball, and Mike, that way now it makes, you know, adds even more to your plate, which is awesome. And actually, I'll say this much. You convinced me, my friend. Originally, I was going to say that 9.8 was where I was at. I don't think the Twins have pitched well enough where they have a collection of Zebby Matthews, a guy who probably was bagging groceries and Meyer pitching for them tonight. Like, yeah. I'm sorry. I think the 3 is more realistic. Like, it seems as if for whatever reason this team has really rallied around a couple things. I think, one, getting that timely pitching, like you said. I mean, like you said, Chris Fetter's a wizard, somehow some, like, pitching wizard from, like, a different planet or universe or something. But it's amazing that he's with the Tigers. But I really think it's this collective of, like, guys have gotten hot at the right time, and now you're seeing that the nothing burgers of Gio Urshela and Mark Canna are gone, and the nothing burgers of Carson Kelly are gone. Who
Harvey?
I looked it up, Mike. By the way, when I was on hold, those guys are hitting a collective like 650 OPS basically since they've been traded with their respective teams. So not a shocker. So I think when you actually give these guys a young chance, especially in baseball, I mean, there's enough sample size and enough runway where you can let those guys run and do it, and they're proving that to us now. Do I expect all these guys to be able to keep it up for 162 next year? Absolutely not. I don't even expect maybe a Trey Sweeney to be even on the roster next year. But, I mean, I think that the fact of the matter is that it's fun, it's exciting to see that, and it makes you almost kind of think that, well, if Scott and them, and to be fair, when they decided the deadline, I got it because they were so far out of it, Mike, that it made sense. But you just think about what would have happened. We talk about the collection of these young arms, and it's like, imagine if they had Jack Flaherty and didn't even try and trade him.
But
like,
the problem, but hold on. Here's the problem. How would you improve upon, since August 1st, a 2.85 collective ERA, first in the league, a 1.06 whip, first in the league? Garrett, it wouldn't have been better. These numbers are mystifying pitching wise.
And you could argue that maybe could he have helped you maybe win a couple of those games where, sure, you blew a 5-run lead against the Padres, maybe. But even then, I mean, it's one of those things where you're still in that situation, right? When you're a team like the Wings was last year, right, you controlled your own destiny, and they you know, faltered down the stretch. Like
maybe this is payback for Kenny's failure with the Wings, Garrett. Mm. This is payback that the Wings are actually the Twins and the Tigers are actually the Capitals.
That might be the case, and I couldn't be, you know what, that, Mike, we might have to wish that into existence, my friend. It might happen. Plus, Minnesota owes us a couple anyways, considering that, you know, they ruined our lives here in 2009, right, with the, you know, being up 7 and then playing 163, and I forever hate Carlos Gomez with a fiery passion. Like, it's all lining up, my friend.
This is all it does. And I will say this is one where none of this makes sense. Just enjoy the ride, except for you two. You're not allowed to.
That's right.
Everybody else, none of it. Don't try
basically
to make sense of this.
Rico put you two in the back seat. Rico and I are in the front seat. We're in control of the snacks. You two sit there on your tablets. The minute David and Kenny try to talk, Rico looks to the back seat. Nope. Wrong one. Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
All right, David, Ticket Text. We've asked the question, what number is more real as it pertains to the Detroit Tigers? Three games out at a wild card, you don't have the tiebreaker against Minnesota, but three games out, or Fangraphs and the math nerds saying a 9.8% chance you actually make it. I leaned with Rico on this. I don't think the math is encapsulating how bad Minnesota's been, 6-15 over the last 21, and I'm done trying to figure out the Tigers pitching. There is nothing to figure out. Like, who's on the mound tonight? Oh, it's Sammy Baloney. Who? Bobby Gabagool. Like, oh, okay. It's Scooble, Montero, and huh?
Spin the wheel.
Right. Now, again, Reese Olson has made a couple rehab starts. It's not like he's been here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Flaherty thing, the pitching numbers are best in baseball since August 1st. It is remarkable.
And that is why I said the three games out. It makes no sense.
But I'm leaning your direction.
Every now and then in the world of sports, guys, you know this. You just enjoy the ride. You can't explain it. Your team just happens to be playing over their head, and you're like, wait, is this actually going to happen?
And tonight's yes. BOGO. Yeah. I get to say BOGO for once. Tonight's two wins. You win tonight against the Rockies. There ain't no way they're losing with Scooble on the mound tomorrow.
You're right.
So it's a BOGO. I've actually invoked the BOGO clause.
Isn't it nice when you can say BOGO?
Yeah, until it doesn't happen.
David, it always happens.
Ticket Text. What are people having to say?
Unless it's on Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
You can't do that. That's a getting ready to read.
Thanksgiving.
The three is more real. Planting my flag and letting you know that we once again won't sign any bats this offseason.
Okay.
No. St. Clair Shore.
No. Get in the backseat.
Someone says, 3 is greater than 9.8. 9586 guy.
I actually think that's where math fails. Because it doesn't, it's not incorporating the reality of the Twins situation. Again, I'm not saying you're at 50% to get in. I'm not saying you're a 90% lock. I'm saying it's better than 9.8%. And that, therefore, that 3 is more real.
Sadly, the real story in the number is 9.8. After Colorado, the next three series involve Baltimore twice and Kansas City. Yep, it's over. 9.8. Mm. 3 is more real. We might still get Reese Olson back soon, too.
Yep. Yeah, he could make, I believe, if it times out right, he would make 2 starts. But again, I'm not being disrespectful. They don't even need him. Look at these numbers. Mm-hmm. These numbers, if I told you this was like the Dodgers, it would be mind-blowing. Since August 1st, tops in the league in ERA at 2.85, tops in the league in WHIP at 1.06, 2.11 average, second best, a 3.46 FIP, second best.
Mike,
if your whole staff was here, that would be incredible.
Right. It's like another, like if all of a sudden the third string quarterback comes off the bench and just leads the team and keeps scoring, you know it's not going to last forever, but you know what? It doesn't have to. Just ride this till the wheels fall off.
See, it's crazy, and Kenny has already told me to be quiet in here, but if you are one that believes in the three,
I do.
It almost feels like you don't want to interrupt the thing and bring Reese Olson up. Just David, let it go. Let's let it ride.
You're on a hot streak. Ride the wave.
No. I think you're gripping the steering wheel too tight with that one. Reese Olson was a good pitcher.
Okay, when did the backseat start talking?
Let's go to the people. Let's go to Josh, 97.1. Josh, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'd like to answer the question posed by the moderators.
Go ahead, Josh.
Thank you, Josh.
So I think the three games out is more real. For one, if you look at the fan graphs, like win projections, they've got both the Tigers and the Twins finishing the year going 9-8. And I feel like we're playing better than that. And
Agreed.
They're playing worse than that.
Agreed.
And so And I looked back at 2009, the game 163 season, and the Tigers were up three games with 10 to play. And so to me, it feels, I mean, like, you know, you're asking for a lot of help from the baseball gods, but we've got, you know, 16 to play. And so right, you know,
I'm asking for what we're owed, Josh. We are owed this because Kenny and his rancid Red Wings ruined the spring. We're going to own the fall. We're owed this. This is our turn.
And we want this feeling. We want the Dan Dickerson like highlights and hype. We want that all year long. And I'm hoping that this is enough to go into next season. But yeah, I don't want the future.
I would love a playoff series. We talked about this, that if they could ever get in, this is pre-trade deadline. Yeah. If you could get in and you had Scooble, Olsen, Flaherty, who the hell would want to face you? Mm-hmm. Look, this still applies when your pitching is this good. Show me a short series game one Scooble. Who's going to be pumped up to roll into that game one? And your back could immediately be against the wall.
Yeah. 0-1.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, like this Sunday, you know, Tigers, Orioles at noon, Lions at 1, both in Detroit. I mean, the energy, like, you can feel it, and it's there if they want it.
I do wonder how many fans will be there. Because I'll tell you, Josh, I am surprised the crowds haven't been a little bit bigger. I know it's the Rocks. I know it's a weeknight. Tickets on the secondary market, $4.
Josh, I'll say this. I do think that the Bally's situation hurt this team and people following
them. That's fair.
That they became an afterthought, and you kind of wrote them off, and now it's like you almost need Bally's or the Tigers to do this. Say, hey guys, we're close, because I don't think people, once football started, we talked about it. Man, it's Lions and Super Bowl.
Well, that's
we don't talk Tigers and wild card.
I actually had a meeting yesterday about the parade route.
Is it going to go down the 9-4?
We're all meeting at the Kearns clock. Let's go to Mark, 97-1.
Wait, did you meet at Houston's yesterday?
Yeah, it's opening next year.
That's where you went.
Yes, we're getting
approval.
They had
the meeting at Houston.
We're getting approval. I swear it's opening up at Ford Field.
Y'all parked at the district and walked over to Houston's.
That's right. By the way, shout out Q-Line that's out of commission for 3 months. How does a toy train break?
No way.
I heard it on WWJ, I think. It's out of commission for like 3 months.
What did it hit? A pebble through the three blocks?
Go to Mark 97.1. Mark, what's going on?
Hey, guys. The number's at 9.8 because the 3 gets you nowhere. You're still out of the playoffs. The 9.8 considers that you're actually 4 back.
I totally understand. I think, Mark, you can poke holes in this. The only reason I'm siding with Rico on this with the 3 is that the 9.8, while it factors in the lack of tiebreaker win, it's not factoring in how bad the Twins have been.
Oh, I agree with that. I guess the 9, well, you'd figure if the percentage is 9.8, that would be figuring how bad the Twins are playing. I guess, you know, if they play 500 for the rest of the year, we're out.
That I would agree with. Right. The problem is, okay, so here's the thing. If I take the last 21 games for them, they're 6-15. 500 right now, all right, 17 games to go. You're 9-8 or 8-9. I can't tell you, Mark, like I wouldn't wager dinner that the Twins go 9-8. 8-9, little more confidence. 7-10 probably feels right. Well, if they go 7-10 and you, the way you're playing, Mark, I think you got a better shot than 9.8.
And, Mark, in the end, I think you're closer to being right. I'm just saying the 3, well, or 4, just because you end with the White Sox, and I can't explain why this team is doing what it's doing. So I'm just going to ride that wave.
And I'm just happy we have something meaningful to talk about with the Tigers at this point of the season.
Listen, we're owed this in this town. It's what we've always talked about. We went 10 years. Worst four sports city in America with a .375 winning percentage. We are owed this. We are owed a Super Bowl football team. We are owed a baseball team that, despite ownership's best efforts, could make the playoffs. We are owed. And when the spring rolls around,
almost feels like Major League.
If the Wings don't make the playoffs, Kenny's off the show. We are owed. Now the Pistons, you can keep them. I'll take the other 3. Keep the change. You take the Flint Tropics.
Just believe in the Pistons?
No, I do not.
The Trey Dynasty is going to happen.
Okay. You know what? 248-539-9797. Well, I'm the one who believes in the 3. How you don't believe
negative?
In the Pistons.
Oh, to hell with them. They're Pistons. Terrible. Hey, one interesting note as we talk Tiger baseball. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything? And check out the morning show, the interview with Tarek Skubal. I liked what Skubal had to say. You got as much as you're going to get out of him. Loves it here, wants to be here. It's all I need to hear. The contract stuff, they better get it buttoned up because I do not want to do another year of Skubal shows. But is 3 or 9.8 the more real number? Rico and I say 3. 3 games out. No, they don't have the tiebreaker. But it feels way more real than, wait, we only have a 9.8% chance of getting in? Here's something to keep an eye on. And I'm only doing this because when we blindly throw out, well, here are the opponents each team plays, when you play them is important. So the Twins finish the year with 3 against Baltimore while you're playing the White Sox. One thing to keep an eye on, if you're having fun with this Tiger pennant chase, keep an eye on whether Baltimore has either clinched the AL East or the Yankees have clinched. Because if there's nothing to chase, would it impact how Baltimore goes about their business in the last 3? It's minor 17 games out. But if you're having fun and you're scoreboard watching, you can go, all right, I hate, you know, we have to play Baltimore before then. We have to take care of business. But it's something where maybe you root for Baltimore to get insanely hot, minus when they play you, or maybe you root for the Yankees to just blister it, clinch, O's can't catch him. Well, here's the problem. Then it's helping the Twins. It's just another little game you get to play scoreboard watching. I'd say it's fun, but it's more frustrating. Let's go to the people. We'll go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I'm leaning way more on the 3 just because of the amount of ground that they've made up. But unlike Mike, I'm deciding to enjoy this. I've got a couple boys. My oldest is 16. My younger, and then I have 13, and then I have 10. Like, this is their first time they're actually, in a chase in September where they're,
that's,
you know,
awesome.
We're watching the scoreboard, we're watching this. I mean,
that's awesome.
Grand Slam, they had already gone to bed against San Diego, but I was, like, yelling.
Joe!
I was screaming.
How did you let him stay up late?
Like, this is not over yet.
How did you not give him the hall pass, Joe? Let's talk
because
about it.
Because he thought the game was over, and he's like, boys, get to bed.
3. Yeah, I really did think it was over, man. I felt bad. I told about it in the morning. They're like, what? Awesome, you know? But, yeah, so that was... But,
now, let me ask you a question, I've talked about this a little bit where, I mean, tickets on the secondary market, you get them as cheap as $4. Hey, Joe, you going to head to a couple
honestly,
of ball games
so
here?
Last night was a school night. We're going to hit a couple for the weekend. But like, as of now, like, okay, if we're like literally right there where a win is going to get us in or going to give us a lead, something like that, that's different. But, you know, right now we're still 3 back. I can't let them, you know, stay up on a school night right yet. Just right yet. All right. So hopefully we can mathematically get more involved.
Joe, what grade are they in?
Well, one just turned 16. He's in 11th. Then I have 8th, and then I have
okay, Joe, how fifth, much do you remember from your 11th grade year? Not much.
Oh, my
let
God.
Let him stay up. True. Let him stay up.
All right. I'm staying out of this.
No, seriously, you don't remember much
from
school.
Joe, we're on your side with it. The 3 feels a lot more accurate. Then it just doesn't feel like they only have a 9.8% shot of getting in. That doesn't feel real.
Yeah. But Mike, like you said, I mean, like some of these stupid decisions in the summer, they did tick me off and things.
I know.
But I'm enjoying this while I'm at it. So
I hope everybody is. It's just Joe, I can't lie to my listeners and act like, oh yeah, you know, all those shows about the off season, you know, I've let that go. No, because all it's doing is reinforcing my point.
Let it go.
All the Harvey shows. We could be in.
Let it go.
No. What is that? Frozen?
I don't know.
Whatever. I just remembered a song because my niece used to watch that movie incessantly. Is that Moana? Or is it Frozen?
No, it's Frozen.
I'm about to say,
and I can tell Mike had nightmares because he knew right away. Frozen, get it out of my head.
Oh, my God.
I don't watch the Disney movies. I'm just saying let
Uncle
it go.
Mike, just unplug the TV. Don't tell your mother. 2, 4, 5, 3.
Yeah, last time I had to watch, I think it was Shark Tale, so.
Wow.
A long time ago.
Right. Go to Anthony, 97.1. Ant, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good, gentlemen.
What's the word?
I got 2 quick points before I give you my number.
Okay.
Number, the first one, Rico, you deserve a Nobel Prize in patience. You're the man. I don't know how you guys put up with some of this, but great show. Always love it.
Thank you.
Second one, Mike, your dad, I've had the privilege to become friends with him. What a gentleman. biggest troll in the history of trolls. Trouble with the snap game. That week, I sent some maize and blue flowers. He worked with my wife to her office. Everybody there was state guys to troll them. He held it until the second the game was over. The first text I get, he had already taken a picture, and he put your Michigan State Rose Bowl rose in with the roses and took a picture, and he sandbagged that until the end of the game. First text I got after that game.
Anthony Sneaky.
He's sending me the text with.
He's a sneaky assassin.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Really? Big G?
Unbelievable.
Oh, my dad will wait until the opportune moment. Oh, yeah. He'll tell you he's nice.
I feel like you're slandering Big G right now, and I'm not standing for this.
No, Anthony's right.
No, gentlemen.
That's his style. So what's your number, Ant?
It was the greatest thing ever. So the number hands down is three, gentlemen. And you want a BOGO, I'll give you one.
Okay.
What about KC, right? Mm-hmm. They're not out of this thing yet either. And, you know, I'm more focused on those guys, right? We got the three with them. And as far as following the playoff tracker, I did that with the Wings. It burnt me up and down. It burnt me at the sports book. It burnt me everywhere. Forget that number. It's fake.
I'm with
Numbers
you.
Number's three. Enjoy the ride. This is Major League. We got the worst owner in baseball. And somehow these kids are still doing it.
Oh, man.
Gentlemen, appreciate you. Love the show.
Ant, appreciate you. Thank you for the kind words as well. You know what? Do you think they're doing the little rip-off thing, rip off a piece of clothing?
It feels like Major League.
They got like a Chris mannequin in there? All right. There's only one thing left to do. Win the whole effing thing. Maybe Tom Berenger is catching for this team. I can't explain it. I'm not even trying anymore. But the Twins clown carring down the stretch is what is enabled.
Kenny's the guys out in the outfield, not really believing until they have to.
He sure as hell ain't Serrano.
It's too high. What do you mean it's too high? That's definitely me in the outfield.
No, Kenny's the pitcher who stole Joe Boo's rum. Eddie. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your calls. We will mix in some football. Just more of the Super Bowl vibes for the Lions. I have another power stat. I'm telling you, you can just plan. You can plan the parade. Or at least to be 2-0. I got something good for you. We'll have some fun.
Shout out Houston's.
I swear it's opening. Shout out Q-Line. All right, time out from the business at hand. Let's get to some football. David, music, please.
That's so mean and hurtful. Because I'm doing this.
Oh, thing. Damn it. I thought that was directed at David.
No, it was not.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is not receipts. Mike,
okay.
This is week one NFL, more overreaction type of stuff.
I'm all in.
A little thing I like to say. David, if you would, please.
Danny, okay. You want to put a crown on him? Then crown their asses.
So we're going to look at some of the records. Yes, it's 1-0 or 0-1.
Okay.
But are they who they thought we were? Okay, let's start off very simple. The Patriots, 1-0. Bengals, 0-1. Are the Bengals, is this some indicative of what the Bengals are going to be? They had all the offseason controversy going on. Did we overhype the Bengals?
No. I just think it's a wacky week one result. I can't give up the ship. I can't. And if you want me to say this is who the Patriots are, no way. You're out of your mind.
You're not believing in the Patriots?
No, I'll fight you on this one.
Little Mayo magic?
No.
David?
Yeah, New England's, they're trash. So, no, the Bengals are going to be better than that.
Let's go to another game. Near and dear to your heart, David. Steelers, Falcons. Steelers did not score a touchdown. They are 1-0. Falcons are 0-1.
This is who the Steelers are.
No, it's not.
No, the Steeler way is it's never a fashion show. It's never going to look pretty. But the defense travels. They don't let you run the football. They're going to be grimy, and they're going to be in games. And I don't think the Steelers are going to be horrible. I don't think they're going to be good. I think they're going to be roughly a 500 team.
Falcons, this is a blip on the radar. They'll correct this. Or did we think that they were going to be a little bit better? Because I think everybody in this room had them picked to win that division.
The problem is they're at Philadelphia week two. They're going to be 0-2, so how the hell am I? Like, I'm still going to be high on them that they're going to be good. Mm-hmm. But Cousins in the pistol, and he can't move around at all. I'm a little scared.
Well, funny you mentioned Philadelphia, Mike, because if you go back to Friday in Brazil, Eagles
are 1-0. Packers 0-1. And the Packers may be without a quarterback for a while.
Yeah. Well, this is probably who the Packers are. You're trotting Malik Willis out there. I don't pick you to win a game. Eagles, I probably got it wrong. They're going to do this voodoo again because Dom D'Alessandro's on the sidelines. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, the Packers are just, by default, they're done.
How
they're
do we pick them to win games with Malik Willis at quarterback?
You can't.
Yeah.
And we don't even know when Love's coming back.
No, they I guess as soon as maybe 3 weeks, and that's best possible scenario.
Didn't put them on the IR, so I don't know.
Next game is the Chiefs and the Ravens. Started the year off. I mean, of all the games, may have been one of the more exciting games other than the one here in Detroit that finished in overtime. Ravens looked like they had scored and were getting ready to go for two to win, but they lose the game. They're 0-1. Chiefs 1-0. Is it simply because the Ravens played the Chiefs and we should just don't even worry about that 0-1?
No, it's exactly who both of these teams are. Meaning, the Ravens are fun and Lamar's incredible, but he's not a quarterback. Again, you think you're going to carry it 16 times for 100 yards? Okay, here's an idea. How about you hit the wide open guy in the end zone? We don't have to worry about a toe. See, this is the problem. That's who they are.
Okay, but hold on, Mike. Okay, I feel like this Wojo what about isms. If Likely wears a size 13 instead of 14,
Lamar, if he hit a wide open Zay Flowers the play before.
Yeah, but
I'm making a point. They both win a lot of games. I don't trust them in a big spot. I will always defer to the Chiefs because they have Michael Jordan and they win the big game.
Now, here's one. Bear with me.
Okay.
I know where one team is, and I know where you're going to say Vikings and Giants, but the Vikings went out there scoring 28 points with Sam Darnold at the quarterback helm. Are the Vikings who we thought they are?
No. It's an aberration. How about this? Neither of those teams is what they displayed. The Vikings aren't that good and the Giants aren't that bad. Namely, because if the Giants are that bad, they're going 0-17 and my dad will cease to exist. I'll fight you on both of those.
Yeah, the Vikings are not going to be that. Not
I think the Vikings
close.
Enjoy that win. They might lose their next seven. Okay. Look at their schedule. Who the hell they beaten?
Let's go with the Dolphins and the Jags. Dolphins win, Jags lose.
Accurate. I think that's exactly who these teams are. The Jags, just Trevor Lawrence. Like, look at the stat line.
See, I didn't think you would say that. I thought you would.
I can't keep defending it. I can't keep waiting for the guy from 2 years ago. It's just not good enough. And for the Dolphins, with a defense that was crushed by free agency, to be able to win a lower scoring game when everything doesn't go right and your receiver was in handcuffs 2 hours before kickoff. You know what? Kudos to them. And I do think they're going to 2-0. I think they're going to beat the Bills Thursday.
That's why I don't think the Miami Dolphins are who they were on Sunday. I have to see that defense more. I have to see them do that more. It's just week one, so we'll see. I just don't think they're going to be that.
Buffalo Bills defeated. They came back to beat the Arizona Cardinals. Are they who we thought they are?
Yes. Josh Allen, if he turns into Superman, they can beat anybody in football. I just don't think that's sustainable, and I don't think you're winning in the playoffs that way. But look at him. He's doing the no Sean Moreno, Air Jordan, jumping into the end zone. He's killing people. Good luck. You're not doing that for 17 weeks. But in any given week, he can be the single best player in the sport.
For Arizona, yes, that's who they are. Because
First half, amazing. Yes. Second half, meltdown. That's what they did all last season.
And that's all I heard in my head seeing that game, Rico, was you. They can't finish. They can't finish.
By the way,
I feel so bad for them.
But did anyone see Kyler Murray's comment today about getting the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
Basically, that's not my job. If it goes there, it goes there. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I'm like,
excuse me, sir. No, it is your job. You're the quarterback.
Okay, then.
You know what? Just when you think you turned the page on him.
Okay, then.
Yeah, go play another video game. Colts. Texans. Texans defeat the Colts 29-27.
I think it's absolutely accurate for both teams in that I think the Colts are going to be better than people expect. It's why I hated all that Anthony Richardson slander preseason. They played a really credible game. For the Texans, I think it's going to be like this because they're not going to surprise anybody now. Now you get everyone's A game. So, yeah, I think that result very much, Denny Green, they are who we thought they were.
See, the Colts played well in that game. They just happened to lose. They played really good. Somebody had to lose, though.
Cowboys, Browns.
I quit. I've never been more wrong about an NFL game in my life.
You had the Browns?
Yeah. Ooh. That was awful. Absolutely unforgivably bad. I don't even reserve a right to comment on this. Leave me out of
this. The Browns can't be that.
Oh, really?
That's how I'll answer. They cannot be that the entire season.
Well, when you have Black Danny Jones, yeah, they can. Because Deshaun can't process in the same way that Daniel Jones can't. He's back there like one of the magnetic football players, like just vibrating all over the place and then dead. I leave me out.
Okay.
I hate the Cowboys. I can't comment.
Niners, Jets.
Go to hell.
The Niners can't be this the entire
time. Okay, you know what? Let's focus on the Jets. So you guys don't have to say anything nice about San Francisco.
I think the Jets are that. They will have some good moments in games and win some, and they will look just like that some others.
I'll fight you for 1 week. Let me see the Jets week two. Can I do that? But sadly, the Niners are who people think they are. Gross.
They're unbelievable. We got time for one more.
Yeah,
all
sure.
Right, let's go.
Why not?
Tampa and Washington. Tampa 37, Washington 20.
Yeah, Washington's going to suck, but they're going to be fun. I mean, their defense is horrific. For Tampa,
can they continue?
They've drafted another really good wide receiver in Jalen McMillan. And you saw it. He should have had two touchdowns. Yeah. He dropped one. But McMillan and Godwin, Bucky Irving look great, the rookie out of Oregon. I don't think they're going to be good this week because they're coming to Detroit. And by the way, they're doing it with three of their starters in the secondary out. But that's who the Bucs are. And Washington, they're going to be awful. But they're going to be fun. They are fun. Jaden Daniels is exciting. Yeah.
That's your blitz. They are who we thought they were. 97.1.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.